Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We want to thank everybody for being here today. I'm absolutely honored that Chris Jacobs would ask me to endorse his candidacy. And when he asked me to do this, I couldn't wait to get over here. I came and staked out the place the night before for about a half hour. A lot of people don't ask former anythings to do much, Chris, but I'll tell you, when you asked, I couldn't wait to get here. This is absolutely the right man at the right time to be in the U.S. Congress. Let me tell you from experience. We have been friends, our family's friends, for over 20 years. We've been friends outside the government, inside the government, and I know what he's made of. And he's got the stuff to be a very successful congressman for the people of Buffalo, Western New York, and New York State, for that matter. His record is impeccable. His work record is impeccable here in Western New York. He bleeds. This man bleeds for people who live here. As the congressman who's there, he wants to do what's right for all of us in Western New York. And it's the right time when it seems the government is a little confused right now, some days. Someone asked me one time, do you think Chris Jacobs is independent enough? Listen, he's independent enough. His mother told me one time how independent he is when he wants to be, and takes that to Washington as well. And it's not an easy job, folks. I did it for 12 years. It's the best job you'll ever have. It's the best job I ever had, Chris. But it's hard. Nothing that's important is easy anymore. And so I couldn't be happier to add my voice to your campaign and your election here in this special election. We want to remind everybody we can. April, it's not going to be November. This is April 28th. I bet you know that.
I know it.
So best of luck to you.
Thank you.
The Quinn family endorses you fully, and we want you to know we'll do anything we can to get you elected.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Thank you. This is truly an honor. Congressman Quinn called me, I think yesterday, to just say I want you to know the Quinn family is behind you. And if there's anything we can do, and I quickly said, yes, you can endorse me. How's that? And how about tomorrow? So we strike while the iron's hot. But I've always admired Jack Quinn for everything he's done in this community. Clearly a public servant extraordinaire from his days as a teacher, his days as a coach, his days as a town board member in Hamburg, supervisor in Hamburg, congressman, and head of Erie Community College, and all that he's doing now in his newfound calling and helping those suffering with Parkinson's disease. So I've always admired Jack Quinn. I've always tried to emulate him. He has been supportive of me. I remember he helped me when I first ran for school board years and years ago. So I look forward to continuing the tradition of advocacy for this region in Congress like Jack Quinn did. He certainly was big in terms of fighting for critical resources needed for infrastructure funding, something I'm very focused on. I certainly do hope we get an infrastructure bill. You know, when we talk typically about infrastructure, we talk about roads and bridges. In the 27th Congressional District, which has a lot of rural areas, we're also talking about clean drinking water. And we're also talking about internet access, rural broadband. That is just as important as roads and bridges, and something I will be fighting for as well. And first and foremost, in terms of emulating Congressman Quinn, it will be I want to serve this district and this region with integrity, and certainly something he clearly did in the entirety of his career of public service. So with that, again, I thank you from the bottom of my heart, and this is a great honor. Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Questions, anybody?
Chris, obviously, it's a big endorsement. Did you feel like you even needed it in this race, though?
I'll take everything I can get, and I think, again, Congressman Quinn is somebody that I've viewed as a mentor. Him and Tom Reynolds, really, two people in this community who have been supportive of me throughout my campaign and throughout my career and everything I've done. So. And certainly, Hamburg, where Jack Quinn is from, is the largest town in the 27th Congressional District. So it is, I mean, certainly he is known throughout the region, but his hometown that he's lived for a long, long time and served in this, that community, both in terms of a town board member, supervisor, and member of Congress, means a lot. And I've had the honor to serve Hamburg 5 years as clerk and now 4 years in the Senate. It's a great place, and certainly Jack, I believe his endorsement resonates clearly there.
You're obviously lining up the endorsements in recent weeks, Senator. Can I ask you about the one you got on Tuesday from the President? Your reaction to that?
Very, very honored. I had been told a couple weeks ago by Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy that there may be such a endorsement, but it, you know, you don't know until it happens. The President is clearly a busy man, but I think it is it really really meant a lot to me, and certainly I think it means a lot to the voters of the 27th District. This is Trump country. They support this president, and I clearly do, and I don't believe he would endorse me if he didn't believe I didn't support him. And I want to go to Washington to fight for this region, as I have in the past, and fight alongside this president.
Do you think that might give pause to some who refer to you as a never-Trumper?
Well, that's been refuted in the past by third-party analysis. Clearly, the group that has been funding that attack actually, in my mind, is the original Never Trumpers. They spent $8 million, the Club for Growth, trying to take out this president in 2016. But I think that the endorsement of the president, I think, puts to bed that question.
Absolutely. Let me add, if I may, Congressman-elect. You know, that's what I was getting at a few minutes ago when we talked about this guy's independence. He will absolutely do what's right for this district, and he's going to do it with a president who's endorsed him. For anybody who says that endorsement doesn't count, I wonder if they'd think differently if they got it.
Yeah.
I wonder if they woke up yesterday and someone said, this president of the United States endorsed you. And say, not that important. We'll worry about that later. I don't think so. I mean, this is something that's not just given out willy-nilly. This was thought through carefully. I don't want to speak for the president. I never right. can, never will. But the result is very, very clear to me, as a bell, clear as a bell, that this is the man he wants.
Do you think if the endorsements continue to come in, you'll get eventual support from the Conservative Party? I know that's something that's been...
I believe so. I've run with the Conservative Party endorsement every time I've run, and I believe that long-term, you know, I respect their decision, not happy with it, that they're keeping the line open here for the special. But the special is a weird animal, and we'll get through this, and I'm confident. This endorsement, Jack Quinn, who ran with the conservative line, the president, who is a conservative leader of the nation, I believe these things, as they happen, will resolve that issue as we move forward. All right. Thank you very much.
That's good. Thanks, everybody.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.